Guitar and War by Wilco. Thank you. We're live in the studio on Sound Opinions with Wilco. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
I'm Greg Kott, and we're going to welcome your calls all night.
Hey, before we get any further away, Jeff, the extraordinary refrain of War on War, you have to learn how to... am I going to screw it up? You have to learn how to die if you want to live, essentially, is the sentiment.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a... It's a really tough thing to talk about for me right now. I've really been sad, and everybody in the band's been really sad, and we've had a real tough time thinking about going on the road. And the only thing that makes it feel all right is that music is all about spirit, and I think that's the most severely damaged thing in the world right now.
Well, yeah, I hope this comes out the right way, because I want to say it, and I don't know, and it could be taken wrongly, but if there is any bright side to the horrible events of last week, you have this huge generation of teenagers, Generation Y, which is the biggest group of kids since the baby boom, and they're out there, and music has been just another facet of a consumer lifestyle. Along with your Abercrombie & Fitch t-shirt and your Sony PlayStation, you buy Britney Spears and you buy Limp Bizkit. And that's not going to cut it anymore. All of a sudden, there's been this bucket of ice water in the face, and, you know, people, I think, are realizing that there's a lot at stake in life in general, in politics, in America today, and in art, you know, and art has to be about some. Not that all art has to be serious, all music has to be serious, but, you know, it can speak the truth.
The intent with that song was to talk about the world before before Tuesday, something as horrifying as that happened. Every step you take, everything you do is... kind of in the face of death and being creative and moving forward. I think the sentiment was that working towards less fear was the only way to live and the only way to grow, to accept your mortality and accept failure, accept the fact that you're going to fail. That's really all the song was about, and I think that's all it's about.
It always seems to me that when people talk about Kurt Cobain and his suicide, they miss one vital fact, and it was the fact that every time he picked up that Fender, it was affirming life. Even if the lyrics of his songs were negative, I mean, picking up that guitar and playing it the way he did was about living, don't you think? Do you feel that way when you pick up the guitar? Aren't you celebrating life, even if it's a sad song?
I think music is love. I honestly think that music is a political statement to get up in the morning and play music. I think it's a political statement to do something creative with your life. I think it's more important than a political statement. It's elemental.
Let me ask you guys this. On Tuesday, did you guys get together and play? I know you have this amazing rehearsal space on the northwest side of Chicago.
Don't give the address out.
You get together.
Bad idea.
I'm not going to do that. But you get together and gather there, it seems like, just about every day, especially in these last couple of months. On Tuesday, were you able to gather there and play music? Or was it just a day where you felt like music was not appropriate, did not belong in your life that day?
We started the day feeling like it was not appropriate. And at the time, we were involved in a recording session with a friend, Scott McCoy, the Minus Five, at Soma Studios, and we started the day kind of feeling like we maybe needed to keep our keep undercover, or, you know, stay close to our families, or what we needed to do to survive the day was to hide out. And I think by the early afternoon, it was pretty obvious that the only thing we could do was get together and play, and not have to go do what we do, and take every small step forward from that morning. I was an act of faith, and the only cowardice available to us was to not do what we do.
No. It was just beauty in creation, actually. You know, I don't know if I would have felt good, you know, bashing out, you know, our songs or something, but even just writing something or recording something, even if it's a friend, you know, it felt good to create.
Yeah, we're here at XRT with Wilco. If anybody wants to comment on what we're talking about right now, which is obviously the everything's changed since last Tuesday in the world, 773-777-8881.
We have to take a break, Greg.
And true enough.
And to throw it to a break. We are interested in those comics about next Tuesday. We also want to get to the questions about Reprise. Let's get that out of the way and move on to interesting stuff like music. When we come back, we'll deal with that, and we'll take your calls all night. We're here live with Wilco for the entirety of this night's issue of Sound Opinions, with a little bit of Hideout later. We're going to actually go till 12:30 tonight.